shorts and wrote a t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. Same songs in my car. Baby, your memory, it only hits me this hard. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, spinning on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's pick to run the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will meet with senators on Capitol Hill today. A new AP poll found just 3 in 10 people say they're extremely or very confident in Trump's cabinet picks. But some Republicans defending those choices, including Tulsi Gabbard, the former Democrat selected to serve as Director of National Intelligence, and Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri told ABC,
"This smearing her as some sort of foreign asset is a slur against her, and I look forward to her opportunity to answer these questions in these Senate confirmation hearings."
There are more calls for federal authorities to deploy systems to track drones after an uptick in sightings in the Northeast. Federal officials say many of these supposed sightings are airplanes. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll from the Israel-Hamas war now exceeds 45,000 people since it began in October 2023. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange on Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. January milk down 33 to 1992, February down 35 to 1979, March down 25 to 1982, April down 18 at 1950. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels were down a quarter to 172 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks up one and a quarter to 180. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down six to 246 and a half. Eight trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 137 and three quarters. Nine trades on the day. Dry way up two and a half to 79 and a quarter. Five trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Now, cash cattle markets were $1 to $2 higher. That helped to support the nearby live cattle contracts, but feeder cattle were lower on some technical selling after prices reached resistance levels. Hog markets, though, moved mostly higher, extending the technical buying from earlier in the week. December live cattle up $1.52 to $193.65. January feeder cattle down 70 cents to $267.65. December hogs up 17 cents to $83.72. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Limited fresh news and spillover weakness as well from some of the outside markets really pressuring all of the grain markets on the day. There was also strength in the U.S. dollar. That also helping to pressure the markets on Friday. And really that positive South American weather for their soybean crops also helped to pressure prices. December new crop corn down 2 3/4 to 439. New crop beans down 7 3/4 to 1006 and a quarter. December wheat down 12 1/4 to 526 and a half. Minneapolis wheat marched down 4 1/2 to 598. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.85, January $3.88, new crop $3.79, cash beans $9.08, January $9.13, February $9.10, new crop $9.16. Big River Resources Boyceville cash January and February corn at $4.02 and at March at $4.04. Cash beans at $4.02, January also at $4.02. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn $3.87, new crop at $3.89, cash beans $9.08, new crop $9.31. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.90, new crop at $3.89, cash beans $9.03, new crop at $9.16. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 415, April 430, May 432, new crop 4 even, cash beans 965, April 969, May 972, new crop 948. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 389, new crop 381, cash beans 917, new crop at 933. And at cattle markets from Equity Beef, fed cattle 177 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 96 to 120, bulls 120 to 152, calves at 250 to 980, beef steers 236 to 425, Holstein steers at 211 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 175 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog and drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day and becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 37. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29 with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Mm-hmm. I'm dreaming tonight of the place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, this I promise.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. Country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tim McGraw and Down on the Farm here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning. We have temperatures low to mid-30s. Looks like we could see some more snow today. And then things are going to cool down here for the rest of the week. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Had a chance to talk with him on Saturday at the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. And we'll chat with Darren here coming up next hour in our Newsmakers segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. Next, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Our cell phone GPS programs contributing to rural road maintenance costs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Road maintenance budgets can get expensive in rural America. What if GPS programs like Google Maps are making roads harder to maintain? That's a question coming up for discussion among members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Shane Goplin of the Trempealeau County Farm Bureau introduced a resolution on the topic.
Living in rural America, we all know that the town budgets, township budgets, just aren't there like the federal highways. So what I've noticed over the years using GPS mapping, such as Google Maps, is the majority of the people pick fastest. There's a lot of times where that'll route you on a township road, and the township road doesn't know if it's local traffic or an outsider. So that's number one. So we're getting excess traffic on that. Not to mention that they just don't have the funds for 24-hour snow and ice removal, so you're getting on unfamiliar roads and farm equipment, and I could go on and on.
He'd like to get this to Washington, D.C. to see what can be done.
There is language in the federal that's shortest, but I just want to tweak that, amend it to say shortest and fastest. My goal is to bring it to Washington and see if we can work something with Google and them to try and stay on state highways as much as possible.
A GPS can route drivers onto unfamiliar and unpaved roads.
It's common sense for us, but I'm hoping it's more of just an oversight. But no, the majority of people don't carry an atlas anymore. I mean, it's up on the phone and away you go, you know. So, yeah, it's just something hopefully simple, but I think it's important for rural America.
The resolution will also be discussed during the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention coming up next year. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog and drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day and becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 37. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29 with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My daddy always was a gentleman. Never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. Down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far, you got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, you wanna finish last, you got to kick it.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, yeah. Come on. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Blake Shelton and Let It Snow here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, temperatures in the low to mid 30s this morning. Well, some of the farm groups are coming out over concerns over Congress's inability to include any type of economic relief for farmers in the end of the year supplemental spending legislation. National Sorghums Producers, National Corn Growers Association, and others are all asking Congress to do something, either get the farm bill done or have some type of economic assistance for farmers and natural disaster recovery aid as well in some of the end of year spending bills, because they still have to get the government funded at least for another few months, that sort of thing. And some of the farm groups, yep, are now getting concerned that farmers might be left behind in those negotiations. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See all their upcoming auctions at steffesgroup.com. Dock workers at container ports up and down the east and Gulf coasts of the United States could go on strike as early as January 15th if they don't have a new contract. Negotiations have stalled, but important people are weighing in. I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more.
Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to StephisGroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit StEffesGroup.com today. That's StephisGroup.com. 2 months ago, all containerized exports from ports along the Gulf and East Coasts came to a standstill as the International Longshoremen's Association went on strike for 3 days. That strike ended after both sides agreed to continued negotiations with a deadline of January 15th for a new contract. Since November, however, talks have stalled and the risk of a strike is rising. The dispute between the International Longshoremen Associations and the U.S. Maritime Alliance centers on automation. The USMX has pushed for increased automation to enhance efficiency and lower costs at the port, while the ILA remains firmly opposed, arguing that human oversight is critical for handling billions of dollars in cargo. After negotiations broke down, both sides accused the other of bad faith bargaining. Meanwhile, hundreds of shippers have called on both parties to return to the table and avoid further disruptions. Dr. Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University, highlighted the stakes involved in the dispute. According to him, the USMX doesn't have a strong incentive to yield, as disruptions at the port often drive ocean spot rates higher, benefiting operators. However, the broader economic impacts of a prolonged strike could ripple through the supply chain, affecting everyone in the U.S. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has also voiced concerns. Ports on the East and Gulf Coasts handled nearly $3 billion in red meat exports during just the first 7 months of this year. A disruption of even 1 week could jeopardize nearly $320 million worth of containerized ag exports. That would include soybeans, poultry, hay, cotton, vegetables, and dairy products. Prolonged strikes could significantly impact farmers who rely on these ports to move their products to global markets. And the strike is gaining attention. At the end of last week, President-elect Trump issued a statement in support of the union stance, saying that automation causes distress, hurt, and harm to Americans. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
As the January 15th deadline for a port strike approaches, farmers and exporters should prepare for potential disruptions. Given the recent strength in the cattle complex in particular, loss of container exports could be a price risk for the first quarter of 2025, and beef producers need to be aware. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. See the full lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Whoa. up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and oh, a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Ross and up that both of faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong, there's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
There goes my heart.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin has another confirmed bird flu case at another bird farm. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection last week said birds on a farm in Barron County tested positive for the flu. The state says some 13,000 birds will now have to be destroyed in an effort to contain the flu. No one is saying just how the birds got sick. The case in Barron County is just Wisconsin's second bird flu case all year. The other case was in Washburn County back in January. Farmers had to destroy 41,000 birds in that case. Construction on Minnesota's first carbon capture pipeline is expected to start soon as 2026. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved the construction of a 28-mile section of the pipeline last week. The segment will run from Fergus Falls to the North Dakota state line. It's part of a pipeline project that would send liquid carbon dioxide from ethanol plants in five states to an area near Bismarck, where it would be stored underground. USDA's Economic Research Service says 2024 edition of America's Farm and Ranches at a Glance says most U.S. farms, 86%, are small family farms. These farms operate on 41% of U.S. agricultural land and account for 17% of the total value of American production. Large-scale family farms accounted for 48% of the total value of production and 31% of agricultural land in 2023. In total, family farms accounted for about 96% of total farms and 83% of the total production in 2023. Large-scale farms accounted for the majority of the value of cash grains and soybeans at 52% and dairy at 77%. Small family farms produced 45% of the value of hay and 46% of the total value of U.S. poultry and egg output in 2023. Small farms produced 22% of the overall U.S. beef production. USDA has recently had to significantly boost its 24-25 export outlooks thanks to better-than-expected export sales for corn and beans. Last Tuesday's WASD showed that record low stocks to use for U.S. soybean oil. There was also a surprising number in corn ending stocks, which turned out to be smaller than the previous marketing year. Soybean oil sold for exporting in 24-25 totaled 416,000 metric tons as of November 28th, the highest level in 8 years for that date. Last week's forecast surged 83% to 499,000 tons, or 1.1 billion pounds. That's a three-year high point, but still under the average for the last decade. Earlier this year, USDA predicted 24-25 U.S. corn ending stocks would surge 17% higher to 2.53 billion bushels. The WASD report had corn ending stocks for 24-25 at 1.738 billion bushels, down 1% from 23-24. Corn exports will jump 6% to 2.475 billion bushels. The U.S. continues to benefit from solid economic growth, low unemployment, and moderating inflation, and the overall economy will likely to continue on that trajectory next year. However, the rural economic outlook is a bit more uncertain. According to a comprehensive year-ahead outlook report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange, the high level of policy uncertainty facing rural industries adds to their already long list of headwinds. Open access to export markets and labor availability are critically important for agricultural producers and processors, said Robert Fox, director of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange. Depending on how policy plays out, these two areas could be big challenges for 2025 and beyond, he said. That's because the president-elect came out victorious on two main economic policy proposals, enacting significant import tariffs and reduced immigration while deporting illegal immigrants. Meantime, falling feed costs and rising margins have renewed expansion interest in animal protein segments. According to the report, dairy processing investment will jump by $8 billion through 2026. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog and drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day and becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 37. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29 with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Saturday morning, cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike cream. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, great Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. End and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Jokes. Who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey. Remember these? Yes, we do. What do we do? We remember these.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday
bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Today.
O'er the fields we go,
doodle,
laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jing, jingle bells. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E bells.